Linda Sarsour is a community organizer and racial justice activist. This program is produced by Alternative Radio based in Boulder, Colorado. We're an independent, unembedded nonprofit in our 38th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature voices rarely heard in the corporate media, such as Rami Khoury, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, Chris Hedges, Arundhati Roy, and Noam Chomsky. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. For copies of today's program, Linda Sarsour, A Palestinian American Speaks, and for the classic Edward Said book, The Pen and the Sword, call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Just call us, 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with Rola Azar, performing Palestine Lives.
دق الرمح بعود الزي
هي هي فلسطين
وانتو يا نشامى مني
هي هي فلسطين
دق الرمح بعود الزي
هي هي فلسطين
وانتو يا نشامى مني واحنا شبابك فلسطين
هي هي فلسطين
واني عم واني عمتي اطلع يا قمرنا وهل
هي هي فلسطين
وضوي الكرة الأرضية
هي هي فلسطين
ما خلقنا تنعيش بذل
هي هي فلسطين
وخلقنا نعيش بحرية
هي هي فلسطين
حرية حرية
هي هي فلسطين
خلقنا نعيش بحرية
هي هي فلسطين
كف بكف
Easy if you can remember the tune. Paramount with Tayama on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh. Streaming online to the world on WRCT.org. Open up tonight's experiment with some Japanese spiritual jazz from Akira Sakata. This is the title track off of his 2020 release, Akatombo.
Yeah.
Man, I've been going down this rabbit hole of Polish jazz, and it has been just uncovering reward after reward for me. That's Tomasz Stanko Quintet from 1973's Purple Sun. That's Baraka and Flutes Ballad. Man, just how is that not like on everybody's top list of 70s fusion jazz? Incredible stuff. Before that, Tribo Masahai, probably pronouncing that wrong, 1972 out of Brazil, Estrelando Expedidor, also pronouncing that wrong, I'm sure. Really cool Brazilian funk, folk, I don't know what to call it. Awesome stuff. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both personal and professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth and clarity to stereo imaging and audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Your eyes are the window to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institutes at the National Institutes of Health and the WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, let's get back to the tunage here. You're listening to An Experiment with Time. This is Trad Gras Oxtenar. Some Swedish psych. The title of this track is Klangborn. Thank you.
I'm a bright L.A. day, I was walking up Wilton Place to the house of a friend. My ears heard electric music, and my feet knew to stop right here. Strands of ivy and vines hung down from the side of the wood-framed house. The smell of jasmine mixed with the smell of skunk, the animals that traveled down from the Hollywood hills. I had heard the house was haunted. This mercy had said to me,
me dijo,
a portal into a Stephen King novel.
that instant,
en ese momento,
the smoke disappeared.
El humo desapareció.
Man, so much amazing new music coming out. That's Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. The Smoke is the Ghost from their brand new album, That Delicious Vice. What a cool track. Right before that, some contemporary Polish jazz from Blotto. That was from their 2021 album. I'll do my best here. Kwasai I Zasadi. Before that, new music from Asma Hamzoe. Man, I'm really butchering a lot of these artist names and song names tonight. But that is also new music from an album called La Binat. That track was Lala Haua. And then before that, that segment opened up with the unmistakable voice of Ima Sumac covering El Condor Pasa from her 1972 album Miracles. This is an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Check out Punk Primer's Basement Show Sounds on Radio. Punk Primer's on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Echo Chamber, hello, hello. Is anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music. And Dr. Trips accompanies you on a mind-expanding journey of insight and integration through all things weird, groovy, trippy, new age, and numinous. Open your third eye and lift your gaze to the sky. Let's ascend. Wednesdays at 11 p.m. And this is an experiment with time. Every Saturday nights at midnight.
To a word without a sound, the blessing of so discouraged. I don't know what to do.
Ooh, man, Akira Sakata tugging at the heartstrings. Man, we open up the show tonight with Akira Sakata. And that's off of the same album. It was his cover of Going Home by Antonin Dvorak. It's just, man, what an incredible playing. Before that, Lonnie Mack, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. And that little segment opened up with Stella Cola, a Western Mass English folk ensemble. Really cool stuff. The song was called November. Thanks for tuning in. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT. You can catch a show every Saturday night at midnight. Have a great night, folks. We're going to roll on out of here with some Popol Vuh.
Hi, welcome to Ebony Spectrum here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We have several news stories this hour to go over. First up is, of course, the Trump trial in New York. And Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC is breaking it down for us. Take a listen to this.
Well, we're going to take you inside the courtroom today for the next hour. But American political history demands that we begin with what happened outside the courthouse today when the Republican Party boldly and bravely rose up in spirited defense of adultery with porn stars, secretly paying off porn stars to buy their silence, and creating false business records to hide payoffs to porn stars by Republican candidates. The Republican Party did not specify whether its bans on abortion should include exceptions for pregnancies resulting from Republican political candidates having sex with porn stars. At 9:51 a.m., Michael Cohen was shown an invoice that he created to facilitate Donald Trump's false bookkeeping, record keeping, to cover up Donald Trump's reimbursement to Michael Cohen for paying off porn star Stormy Daniels to buy her silence about what she says was a very brief sexual encounter with Donald Trump. Question, was this invoice a false record? Answer, yes, ma'am. Donald Trump is facing the criminal charge of falsifying business records. And exactly 15 minutes after Michael Cohen said that, the highest-ranking Republican in America stood outside the courthouse where Michael Cohen was testifying about false business records and said this.
President Trump is a friend, and I wanted to be here to support him.
That means Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who is a Southern Baptist and publicly uses his religion to defend and explain everything he does and says, has now proclaimed himself to support a friend who, as Johnson's religion would describe it, committed adultery with Stormy Daniels and then arranged to pay off Stormy Daniels and then arranged to create false business records to cover up his payoff to Stormy Daniels. Mike Johnson, who uses his religion as both a sword and a shield every day, brought not just himself, but the full weight of the Republican Party to a microphone today to declare his support for, and the party's support, for everything Donald Trump is accused of in this trial, because here is what Speaker Johnson did not say today. I don't believe Stormy Daniels. In fact, Speaker Johnson didn't say a word about Stormy Daniels. Speaker Johnson did not attempt to deny a single word of the evidence that has been presented against Donald Trump. And that leaves Speaker Johnson supporting Donald Trump no matter what Donald Trump did sexually with Stormy Daniels or what Donald Trump did criminally with Michael Cohen.
President Trump is a friend, and I wanted to be here to support him.
That is the profoundly perverted depth to which Donald Trump has personally pushed the most overtly religious Speaker of the House in history. No other speaker has ever worn and wielded his religion as his professed guide in every single thing that he does, in every single vote, and in everything he says. Religiosity is to Mike Johnson what vulgarity is to Donald Trump. It is the essence of the man. And so, in supporting his friend Donald Trump today, Mike Johnson unwittingly destroyed the facade of his own political religiosity. As Mike Johnson was debasing himself at the courthouse today, Michael Cohen was asked, quote, "Was this check stub a false statement?" Answer, "Yes, ma'am." Michael Cohen repeatedly said, "Yes, ma'am," to prosecutor Susan Hoffinger, who asked him about all of the checks he received from Donald Trump as reimbursement for Michael Cohen's payment of $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. Each of those reimbursements to Michael Cohen, each of them was mislabeled as being for legal services rendered instead of as a simple reimbursement, which is what they really were. Michael Cohen's testimony...